Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm just glad and I'm so privileged to be here, and I just want to thank God for giving me this time that I could share God's word with all of you. And also want to thank Pastor Chandran and the whole leadership of DBF Dwarka for giving me this opportunity. So I'm so excited to be here. Some familiar faces that I can see, and I'm just so glad that God has given me this opportunity. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and let's just prepare our hearts to hear God's word. And if you're going through any thoughts, any disturbing thoughts, I'll just encourage you to just give it to the Lord, because Jesus himself says, apna bojh mujh par dal do. And so let's pray and just connect ourselves and just focus ourselves to God's word for this morning. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this time that you have given to all of us. We want to thank you for this privilege that we could come together as a church to worship you, to adore you, and to give you thanks. And at this moment, Lord, even as we sit together to listen from your word, Lord, our ears are open, our hearts are open. You speak to each one of us. Lord, we commit everything into your hands. Any kind of distraction that is there amongst us at this moment, we just ask you to just remove it. Any kind of technical difficulty, we just ask you to remove it and help us to just concentrate on your word this morning. Lord, you speak to us. That's what we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. So before we move into the passage, I just want all of us to do one thing together. Personally as well. Remember that one prayer that you are praying every day and putting in front of Jesus and want it to be fulfilled. Remember that one prayer that you're asking God to be fulfilled again and again. It can be maybe a job change. It can be for a person that this person should go out of my life or come in my life, or maybe a door to open. Each one of us has one prayer that we are praying desperately. And I just want all of us to remember that one prayer. I'm sure you have remembered it. Now, if I give you an option, two options. First one is the fulfillment of that prayer. And the second option is God's will. What will you choose? That one desperate prayer that you're praying every day. And now if I give you an option that you choose between these two, that God's will to be fulfilled and that prayer to be fulfilled. Now you don't know God's will. I'm just saying God's will to be fulfilled and that prayer to be fulfilled. What will you choose? I'm sure you have made a decision. Now I want all of us to keep holding that decision. Even as we move into the passage, we'll be looking into this aspect, talking about God's will. So I'll just request each one of us to keep holding that thought. Okay, please turn with me to Mark chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. This is the passage we'll be focusing on this morning. So even as you open, let me just bring a timeline to it. So abhi kya ho raha hai, ya Yeshu Masih ke jeevan mein agar dekhen, to ye wala passage kahan pe aata hai? Let me put it. If you read Matthew chapter 8, we see that Jesus is coming down after this Sermon on the Mount. And that's when this leper comes to him. So if you want to put this passage in a timeline, this is where it happens. That Jesus has done his Sermon on the Mount and he's coming down. And that is when this leper comes to him. And we'll be going verse by verse and quickly seeing what Jesus wants to say to us this morning. Verse 40, you can follow with me. It says, now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, if you are willing, you can say with me, you can, I hope you have your Bibles with you and I hope you are alive. Yeah. What does it say? If you are willing, you can make me clean. And who is this person? He is a leper. And I'm sure we all know about leprosy. If we see, leprosy used to be a very dangerous or a very serious disease in Jesus' time. It was like COVID in our times. The way COVID is now, leprosy was then. In Jesus' time, leprosy was one of the most serious disease. Even in Leviticus chapter 13, when we see a person who had leprosy was actually considered as ceremonially unclean. There was a lot of social stigma against these lepers. They were considered outcast. They were not allowed to be part of the community. They were not allowed to be part of this worship service. They were not even allowed to be a part of a family. Their family used to throw them out. And this leper is that kind of a person. Even if you read and read more about leprosy in that time, whenever a leper used to cross a way, he had to shout aloud that I am coming, so that जो भी आने वाला व्यक्ति है वो पहले ही साइड हो जाए. हाँ, that kind of serious leprosy was. And there is this person suffering so much. He comes to Jesus. This person, he is a leper. He is an outcast. Even lepers used to considered as punished by God. He is that kind of a guy. Seen as miserable person, a pathetic person, a person जिसको अपनी family ने ही ठुकरा दिया है. And this kind of person comes to Jesus and says what? What does this guy say? You can see it in your Bibles. What does he say? What does it say? If you are willing, you can make me clean. He says, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Let me ask you this. Is he doubting the power and authority of Jesus? When he is asking this question, if you will, you can make me clean, is he doubting the power and authority of Jesus? See, we need to understand what this guy is going through. As I was saying, leprosy was considered as the most pathetic disease in that time. This person was suffering a lot. He was outcast. He was thrown out of the family. Even so, the rabbis of that time were not accepting him. So when he is asking Jesus that if you will, he's not doubting the power and authority of Jesus. But on contrary, he's actually seeking an acceptance and willingness of Jesus. When he says, Jesus, if you're willing, you can make me clean. He's not doubting the authority and power of Jesus, but he was rejected so much in his life that he is now asking that, Jesus, will you accept me or not? Will you accept me or not? And that is what he is saying. Let me ask you another question. Was he desperate to be healed? What do you say? Was he desperate to be healed? You can look into your Bibles. What do you think? क्या ये व्यक्ति डेस्परेट है कि मुझे चंगाई मिले? मेनी अ टाइम्स इन आवर लाइव्स ऑल्सो व्हेन वी प्रे एंड आस्क गॉड टू फुलफिल आवर प्रेयर, इट इज समटाइम्स दैट वी आर डिमांडिंग गॉड दैट लॉर्ड दिस इज माय प्रेयर, फुलफिल इट. बट व्हेन वी सी दिस फ्रेज, यहां पे जब हम इस चीज को देखते हैं, यहां पे हमें ये पता चलता है, एंड वी काइंड ऑफ नोटिस दिस, that none of us is in a position to demand anything from God. None of us is in a position to demand anything from God. God's will is important than our most desperate prayers. This man, he was suffering so much, he was outcast, he was struggling, he was condemned, he was not allowed to be part of any worship service, he was not allowed to be part of synagogue, the rabbis were rejecting him, and he comes to Jesus desperate to be healed. But then he says, Lord, if you will, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And that's what comes to us this morning. God's will is more important than our most desperate prayers. Let me explain this from a verse. Can someone open Luke chapter 22? Verse 42. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Anyone can read from the congregation. Yes. Who is saying this? who is saying this? Jesus. Do you have conviction that Jesus is saying this? Sure? Little more louder then. Who is saying this? Yes, Jesus is saying this. And when we talk about total surrender, है ना, जब हम surrendering की बात करते हैं, this is what surrendering is. When we talk about कि प्रभु की इच्छा ज्यादा जरूरी है, then my most desperate prayer, this is what it is. And again, I want to bring to us this thing, जो मैंने starting में पूछा था. I want all of us to again remember that prayer that you are doing every day. That prayer that you are putting forward in front of Jesus every single day. And I want all of us to remember that. And let me ask you this. For that same prayer, are you ready to say, Jesus, if you're willing, then fulfill it. That prayer that you're doing every single day, every single day, maybe a job opening, maybe a healing for somebody, maybe something to happen, that desperate prayer, are you willing or are you ready to say, Jesus, if you are willing, then fulfill it. Okay, let's move forward. Verse 41, it says, then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. How beautiful, isn't it? How beautiful, isn't it? And it says, he was moved with compassion. Some translation says, for example, Message version, jab aap dekhte hain, it says, he was moved with pity. NIV version says, he was moved with compassion. And in everything, when we see this or focus this phrase, only this phrase, moved with compassion, यहाँ पे जो मार्क है हमारे सामने यीशु मसीह के बारे में कुछ चीज लेके आता है. वी गेट टू नो हु जीसस इज. यस, ही इज गॉड. यस, ही हैज द अथॉरिटी, बट ही इज अ कंपैशनेट गॉड. यस, ही इज गॉड. यस, जीसस इज गॉड. यस, ही हैज द अथॉरिटी टू हील पीपल. बट मोर देन दैट, मार्क जो है हमारे सामने लेके आता है that he is a compassionate God. He is not like those so-called gods who are very angry and ready to destroy me every time. But yahan pe jab hum dekhte hain, Mark hamare samne leke aata hai, Jesus moved with compassion, and then what did he do? What does your Bible say? Jesus moved with compassion. The word says, he touched him. Jesus moved with compassion, and then the word says, he touched him. In that time, people had this myth, if I touch a leper, I will also be unclean. The rabbis didn't touch him. People used to avoid touching the lepers. But yahan pe hum jab dekhte hain, and Jesus expressed his compassion with a physical gesture. This is something to notice. He didn't command. He didn't say that, okay, be healed. He was moved with compassion and he touched him. Something that people were very uncomfortable to do, Jesus, moved with compassion, touched him. Now imagine this. What effect would this gesture would have on this person? Iska kya asar hua hoga is vyakti ke upar? Haan, jab koi bhi usse chhuna nahi cha raha hai, usko dur rakhna cha raha hai, Jesus comes to him, he was moved with compassion, and he touched him. This is a very strong thing. He touched him. When I was in my third year BSW, I have done Bachelor's of Social Work, and in my third year, I was doing an internship with an NGO that was working among the street children. Now, we were three of us, and we were asked to go to a slum where these street children were. Every child had a story. Some children had ran from their home because of the abuse. Kuch bachcho ke mata pita hi unko Delhi mein chhod ke chale gaye. Every child had a story, and their condition was miserable. They were into drugs, they were into all sorts of addiction, they were into fighting and everything. When we three of us went there, we used to spend time with them, we used to play with them, we used to see ki kahan pe ye log rehte hain. And that brought a change in them. That brought a change. जब मैंने अपना इंटर्नशिप खत्म किया, अराउंड 10 किड्स वर देयर, And out of them, two or three used to come to our NGO to be taught an education ke liye. But the change happened when we were involved in their life. The change happened when we heard their story. The change happened when we were friends with them. When we influenced them. That's when the change happened. And let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Are you involved in someone's life to bring a change? Just like Jesus, he was moved with compassion and he touched him. Are you involved in someone's life to bring a change? Are you involved in someone's life to bring a change? The word says Jesus was moved with compassion and he touched him. And what does he say? What does it say? I am willing, be cleansed. That's what your Bible says? That's what your Bible says? Is it? Is it something else? No? Yes? Jesus moved with compassion. He touched him. And then he says, I am willing. I will be clean. Let me ask you, what was the question? What did the leper ask? You can see in your Bible. What did the leper ask? What did the leper ask? Yeah, you can say, please. If you will, you can make me clean. And this is the answer to that question. Jesus says, I will be clean. I will be clean. And this is what it comes in front of us. That for this leper, Jesus' willingness was more important than healing. Jesus' willingness was more important than healing. Of course, he was desperate. Of course, he wanted to be healed. But then, the word brings to us that for this leper, Jesus' willingness was more important than healing. And many a times, we just need to say, Jesus, not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, but yours be done. Because many a times we treat God that it is his obligation or responsibility to fulfill my prayer. Many a times when we pray, it's common to all of us. Many a times when we pray, we think that it is God's responsibility to fulfill my prayer. Why? Because I have fasted so much. Why? Because I am regular to church so much. I give my tithes regularly. I am doing ministry so much. And that's when we feel that, okay, it's God's responsibility to fulfill my prayer. But allow me to say this. God is not obliged to fulfill our prayers. God is not obliged to fulfill our prayers. He fulfills your prayers because he loves you. That's it. Period. God is not obliged to fulfill our prayers. He fulfills because he loves us. He loves us. Let's quickly move to our next few verses. And next 42 to 45, we'll see two key things that this passage is actually teaching us. Two key things that we'll see. Verse 42, it says, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was clean, and he was cleansed. Is this healing? Is this healing? Do you say yes or no? Yes or no? But then why did Mark write, or Mark uses this phrase, that make me clean? If this is healing, then why is Mark using this phrase, make me clean? Why is he using that? It is because Jesus not only healed this leper physically or from this disease, but he healed him holistically. He healed him holistically. And I say this because when Jesus cleansed him, he cleansed him not only from leprosy, he cleansed him from the social indignity, from the religious uncleanness, and from the hopelessness that he had. Because when he asked, जब वो ये पूछता है कि यीशु मसीह क्या आपकी इच्छा है कि आप मुझे क्लीन करेंगे, that phrase itself shows the utter hopelessness that this man had. And yahan pe, when Jesus is healing him, he's healing him holistically from all spheres of life. From all spheres of life. And that means this man is not only healed physically, but he is now clean. He's now clean, fully clean. And this reminds us that Jesus brings holistic healing. Not only healing from the physical part, but a holistic healing. He not only heals me physically, but gives healing from all spheres of life. If you're asking healing in your life, he will not only heal you physically, but from all spheres of life. And the first thing that comes to us, जब इस आदमी ने यीशु मसीह की इच्छा को अपना सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट चीज माना, है ना, when he kept God's will as the center, he was healed. And this is the first thing that comes to us. When I surrender to God's will, Jesus brings holistic healing to us. जब मैं अपनी आप को परमेश्वर की इच्छा के समर्पित करता हूँ, तो परमेश्वर जो है पूरी चंगाई मुझे देता है, पूर्ण तरीके से चंगाई मुझे देता है. When I surrender to God's will, Jesus brings holistic healing. Can someone read verse 43 to 45? This is where we'll see the second thing that God's word is bringing to us. Verses 43 to 45. And I'm almost done.
Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing. That is the story he told them. Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter the town openly, but still outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to be healed from everything.
Thank you. So, the word brings to us that Jesus healed him, and then he asked him to go and show it to the priest and also commanded him ki kisi ko kehna mat. But what did he do? Isne jaake ga diya. In a Dilli bhasha mein we use this word ki tune jaake ga diya sabko. And this is what this man says. He just spread the word that I am healed. And the word says the mob or the crowd is searching Jesus. Why? For the message or for the miracle? The crowd is searching Jesus. Not for the message, but for the miracle. Which is very common today also. Many, कह सकते हैं, काफी सारे समय में, people come to Jesus, come to church, for the miracle aspect and not for the message. And यहाँ पे हमारे सामने वही देखते हैं, कि the crowd started searching for Jesus, for the miracle. Because of this, Jesus could not enter or stay in that city. But I want to bring एक चीज मैं आप सबके सामने लेके आना चाहता हूं एंड वॉन्ट अस टू नोटिस दिस. टेल मी दिस, इन द बिगनिंग हु वॉज इन द सिटी? इन द बिगनिंग ऑफ दिस पैसेज हु वॉज इन द सिटी? जीसस. एंड हु वॉज आउटसाइड द सिटी एज एन आउटकास्ट? द लेपर. यस यस, डू यू अग्री? नाउ एट द एंड ऑफ द पैसेज हु इज इन द सिटी? The leper. And who is out of the city? Jesus. This is a very key element that we should notice. That when Jesus heals us, he not only heals us physically and holistically, but he restores us also. When Jesus heals us, he restores us also. Jesus gave him back his dignity. Jesus gave this man his place in the society. And now this man is accepted. How beautiful is this? And now this man is accepted. And the second and the last thing that I want to bring this to us. When I surrender to God's will, Jesus gives a holistic restoration. First was, when I surrender to God's will, Jesus gives a holistic healing. But now the second thing is, when I surrender to God's will, Jesus gives a holistic restoration. He restores my place which I had lost. यहाँ पे हम वही चीज देखते हैं. And this, यहाँ पे जब हम इस चीज को देखते हैं, it echoes what Jesus did on the cross for us. It echoes what Jesus did on the cross for us. है ना, जब हम भी जब यीशु मसीह को नहीं जानते थे, देयर वॉज वन टाइम वेयर वी वर इन सिन, हम लोग पाप में थे, एंड दैट सिन वॉज लाइक लेप्रसी, इट वॉज ईटिंग अस स्लोली, बट देन गॉड सेंट हिज सन, John 3:16, टू डाई फॉर यू एंड मी ऑन द क्रॉस, एंड नाउ जीसस सेज दैट आई एम विलिंग. He says to us, to you and me, that yes, I am willing to die for you. I am willing to take your sins on the cross. I am willing to free you. This thing echoes what Jesus did for you and me on the cross. That happened 2,000 years ago. There was a time where we were outside. We were in sin. We were unaccepted. We were bitter. We were in misery. I was. But Jesus came and took my sin and your sin upon the cross. That great exchange happened. And this is what Matthew brings to us. That at a certain point, when this leper accepted Jesus, Jesus restored him. And he restored us also at some point. So, there's an assurance for all of us. That when I surrender myself to Jesus, जब मैं अपने आप को यीशु मसीह की के ऊपर समर्पित करता हूँ, He gives holistic healing and holistic restoration. He gives holistic healing and holistic restoration. And just to conclude, Mark 1:40-45 is a beautiful passage, and it is filled with lot of stuff. But then, आज के लिए there are only few takeaways for us. There are few takeaways for us. First that we saw is God's will is more important than our most desperate prayers. God's will is more important than our most desperate prayers. Second that we saw is God is not obligated to fulfill our prayers. I know it is very uncomfortable to hear this. I know it is. But that's the truth. God is not obligated to fulfill our prayers. He fulfills because He loves us. That's it. He fulfills because He loves us. And the third thing that we saw is when I surrender to God's will, He gives holistic healing. And the last thing that we saw was when I surrender to God's will, He gives holistic restoration. These are the four takeaways that I wanted to put forth in front of you. And before I end, I just request each one of us to do one thing. जब मैं ख़त्म करता हूँ, मैं चाहता हूँ कि हम जो है एक चीज़ करें. एंड आई रिक्वेस्ट ईच वन ऑफ अस टू डू दैट. इफ़ यू हैव योर फोन्स और एनीथिंग टू राइट, यू कैन टेक इट आउट, एंड इन योर फोन यू कैन टेक आउट अ नोट पैड. आपके फ़ोन में अगर नोट पैड है तो आई जस्ट रिक्वेस्ट यू टू टेक दैट आउट एंड डू राइट दैट प्रेयर अगेन जो आप परमेश्वर के सामने रोज रख रहे हैं. डू राइट दैट प्रेयर or that point that you are putting in front of Jesus every single day. Do write that in that notepad or anything that you are writing on. I hope you have written. And before I pray for all of us, let me ask you, for that same prayer point, are you ready to write under it? If you will. I know it is tough. But that's the challenge that we have this morning. Are you willing or are you ready to write that? If you will. If you will. Let's pray. Father Lord, we want to thank you once again for this time. Thank you, Master, that your word encourages us. Thank you, Lord, that your word sometimes spur us also. Lord, I just want to say thank you for this challenge that has come to us this morning. That your will is more important than our most desperate prayers. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us this incident in front of us through Mark 1:40-45. where this leper surrendered to your will. And he says, Lord, if you will, make me clean. Lord, yes, there have been times where we have demanded that you fulfill our prayers. There have been times where we have thought that it is your responsibility to fulfill our prayers. But Lord, at this moment, at this time, Lord, we surrender ourselves, our everything into your hands. Help us that we would understand that your will, surrendering to you, is more important than anything else. Prabhu, aapka dhanyavaad dete hai aaj ke is vachan ke liye. Help us, Lord, ki hum aapke saath aur ghanishtata ke saath badh sake. Lord, I commit each one of us who are sitting here into your hands. Lord, you know this congregation. You know every person who is seated here. You know their most desperate prayer. You know what they are asking every single day to you, Lord. And at this moment, Lord, I also want to pray. Help them to surrender to your will. Thank you, Lord, for your presence at this moment. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us this day. I commit every single thing into your hands. And thank you once again, Father, for giving us this privilege to worship you. And thank you for speaking to us. In Jesus' most precious name, we ask and we pray. Amen. God bless you.